shine a little over. Liver, liver, lead us less too far. We wonder.
Good evening and welcome to As the Worm Turns. You are tuned into KVNF's live call-in gardening show. I'm your host, Jill Spears, here with my favorite gardeners, Lance and Lulu. Good evening. Yeah. We're licking our lips. We've been treated to a delectable treat from a local ice cream company here this evening.
Yes. I'm in a coma.
Right?
Right.
Lavender honey berry.
Right. And the honey berries caught me off guard, and then I remembered where, I don't remember where I've seen them before, but I know what they are, thank God, finally.
So those are local berries that are going into the ice cream, and it's all locally sourced.
Right up on Pitkin Mesa.
Wow. Oh, and that was our fellow DJ Bill who brought that in for us. He's in the know on that.
Mm-hmm.
And
we thank
honeyberries.
Him heartily.
Oh, we do. The honeyberries are curious. They're kind of an oblong blueberry-looking thing.
Yeah, first time I've ever seen them. Mm-hmm. I've heard the name, but I've never
actually. I have too, and I've seen them, and I've heard that they can be grown here, and here they are.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things.
Well, they taste.
It's like the size of the regular red currant. It doesn't. It's not a. It's a shrub. It's small.
Sure.
2.5-3 feet high.
Well, that would be nice
to
put in the yard.
The honeyberry shrub?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it sounds like the berries are prolific this year, so thank you again for that treat.
Oof.
And I want to thank Amber Kleinman, our fellow gardener, for sitting in last week with
you
guys
on
the little party.
We are partying.
All right.
But then again, we're always partying, so.
Partying and gardening. Okay, 970-527-4868, 1-866-KVNF now. Email us, worm@kvnf.org. And so lots going on. Just everything's blooming, kind of going through a warmer spell right now, which is just really making things pop.
Yeah.
With a few little showers.
Yeah, a few showers. Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's been real nice, and I'm glad to see it warming up. Things are really starting to grow.
I agree. I just can't. You know what's really great is the way the water's been coming and the plants have finally got their roots down. So you don't get that in the spring. There was so much immediate growth. And then when the sun came out and shone on the plants, they all looked like they were going to die. You know, they just went right down. Mm. But now they're acclimated and they're. Oh, it's just beautiful.
It is. It's so lush everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah.
And I think I can look out the window maybe 4 hours later, and all of a sudden I see berries on the bush that are ripening, you know, that kind of thing, where it's just like happening before
I
your eyes.
I love that. Right before your eyes. The Nanking cherries, the hand cherries are doing that. And, of course, the big cherries as well, but I happen to have a bush right outside one of my windows, and it's...
Yeah.
It's wonderful to watch.
Yeah.
And then grazing, of course.
Partying,
gardening, and grazing.
Don't worry about dinner.
That's right.
Yeah, what's for dinner? I don't know. Go out and thin the garden. There's plenty
there's stuff out there.
Yeah, it's great. I love this time of year. Do you know, in the old days, real old, you know, when everybody still lived in Europe, people would starve to death the most in early summer.
Because
there was
nothing
to eat.
Nothing left and
nothing coming up yet. So, but we're out of that phase now as a species.
Yes, we are.
And as general in this time, we're out of it. So.
And that would never happen to you, Lance, with the...
Well, in a certain sense,
In a certain sense.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I like that. I think it's amazing.
Well, that was part of the deal back in the day, too. I mean, you had to figure out how much grain you had to keep for the, you know, the no food times.
Right. And if you were going to grow plants to seed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I have a 3-year stock of grains, dry beans, and
you could eat for 3 years?
Yeah.
That's nice.
And that's all out
it's
of the garden.
It's not counting seed that you have.
No, it's not counting seed. It's actual. The seed amazing. Gets in another room because that's for generations.
Uh-huh.
But food, once I set the seed crop stuff aside, all the rest is for food.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, as long as the electricity stays on, I'll be all right.
Yeah, right.
I still have stuff in the freezer.
That dang freezer. Uh-huh. Okay, 970-527-4868-1866 KVNF. Now, let's just mention seed crop status. I'm going to first plug the seed school happening again. Tomorrow is the next installment of that. And what are you guys doing tomorrow?
Cucurbits. And I still haven't learned. That just doesn't sound right to me. It's cucumbers, squash, melons, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Right. How are we ever going to learn to say that? Cucurbits.
But anyway, so we'll split it up, and then the farm tour will be at Pat Frazier's at Peace and Plenty Farms on Redlands Mesa.
Nice.
With maybe a little, because we're technically you have to go past my place to get to her place. So on the way back, they might be able to come and see my seed crops and stuff. And seed crops in my yard right now, the carrots are blooming. The radishes are about 3 feet tall, and they were solid white. Now it's nothing but seed pods.
Wow.
And the onions are just starting to bloom. The peas are 3.5-4 feet tall, and it's nothing but seed pods in there. It's really quite – I have to really discipline myself, because every time I walk by, I want to grab the peas to eat. I was like, no, can't do that. But the kale's doing really well, gonna dry out. The spinach is drying out, and the lettuce hasn't even set up, hasn't even bolted yet.
Oh, wow, you've got a lot going on there.
And we should make it clear that this is everything you're growing for seed.
For seed,
yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you reckon you do? What do you do different? Any
different
from what? Yeah. They're left over from last winter.
Well, like that spinach wintered over.
Yeah.
Okay. The kale wintered over. There's some parsley there.
Right.
And part of the reason of keeping the parsley is and the spinach and kale was so that the seed class could see them.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah. I really don't need those seeds, but I'll have them
growing that out for that.
Yeah, that you know, if you're not an intense gardener, such as Lance, in my gardens, even there's always something that winters over.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Right. It's always fun to see what that's going to be.
Yeah. So, I mean, even if you just have a tiny garden, you can get.
Oh yeah, you can get
some.
There's many selfers, is what they call them. They self pollinate.
Yeah.
And just. Not for genetic preservation and stuff, but one plant's all you need. Right. And you'll have seed for 20 years.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's the arugula. I've got two plants that I've left, and they're just covered with pods.
Yeah.
And they haven't even begun to start to dry out yet.
Yeah.
But it's that thing, you know, then you never have to buy another arugula seed.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And the whole acclimation thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And, hey, we have a local boy in Paonia with a question
the
phone. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. What's going on?
I'll be brief. Lance, I cannot find your place. I'm a local guy.
You can't
find the sign. Follow the signs.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I could not get there. Now I understand it's Minerich Road. So I guess that's like a half belly ache.
Oh,
wait.
I think you're thinking
half belly
of...
Ache. I can't find your joint, and I live here.
You're thinking of...
Lulu, I want to tell you...
Jared Lowell.
Yeah, you're thinking of
you're
Earth
thinking
Friendly.
Of Jer. Yeah, Earth Friendly.
Yeah,
our
well,
underwriter,
on,
yeah.
I used to live in this sorry... Well, no, that's not right.
Okay.
I used to live in this desert plot down by the river park, and I moved. I built a cabin.
Okay.
And my daughter, Lulu, this is kind of to you. I'm not going to say any names. All I'm going to say is you sit next to her in choir.
Oh, yes.
That is my daughter.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I won't say any names either.
Yeah. I have no words. But what I want to do is, now I have grass around me, and I'm starting all over again, and I'm not really all that good. I'm like, could you guys just help me grow some tomatoes and peppers? And a guy that came off a desert plot and now has grass, how do I do that from the beginning? I mean, I actually know nothing. So how do I start?
God. Well, you know, if you want it real simple, dig a hole, get the grass out of that hole, fill it with compost and stuff like that, plant your plant right in the midst of that hole, and cover all the grass with cardboard, and then put some hay on top.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cardboard
like
and hay.
Yeah.
Cardboard? I got a lot of cardboard over here.
The cardboard will suppress the grass, and then the hay will look much nicer than cardboard laying on the ground.
Uh-huh.
And the cardboard's going to break down, so now you're going to have a mulch on top of it.
Yeah, that'll be pretty.
Yeah.
It does. It works. So you'll be ready.
Okay.
You know, you'll be ready maybe next. Oh, you'll definitely.
Next year.
Next year. Yeah. But if you just want to.
But Mr. and Mrs. X, you know, have a lot of stuff in their backyard, and I'm kind of envious of them. But I would be incorrect if I didn't say I'm idiot and I don't know what I'm doing.
Well,
go out there and try.
You're right. So go down to the local farm supply store and get yourself a couple of those smart pots.
Yeah, those smart pots you were talking about.
And get yourself.
That's what they have, isn't it, Lance? They got that cardboard in it. Isn't that what that does? It dissolves and then adds medium.
Not exactly. No. But if you know what, you could go do the thing that we're telling you. You got some choices here, right? You can dig the hole, get the grass out, put some compost and dirt in, and do that. Well,
there's
option one. Option two might be to go get the cardboard, put it down, and then get yourself some smart pots and put them on top of the cardboard, and then heap yourself up a bunch of hay around the smart pots, and put a couple of tomato and pepper plants in there, and you're going to be great.
Yeah.
Easy peasy. Go for it.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's pretty easy peasy.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
So
good luck with that. Have fun.
Okay.
Great.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you for calling and listening. And sometimes that's a great way to get started. I love the smart pot thing. I'm really into that whole concept right now.
I do too. And I have three giant ones. And I have basil in two and cucumbers in the other. And I'm going to pull, a couple of cucumbers plants.
Uh-huh.
Because I have too many in there. Because, of course, you know, you always plant too many.
Cucumbers. Yeah. I'm loving it this year.
But, and it works great. God, I mean, it's so easy. And then you don't have any weeds. And if you put them down on top of cardboard or something, it's even better.
Great weeds.
And that way the cardboard for the next year's coming is killing the grass.
Right.
Yeah.
Easy
peasy.
It's soil prep and instant gratification at the same time.
Yeah.
What more do you want?
527.
I'm sticking to it.
It's pretty good. 527-4868-1866, KVNF now, and Joy is on the line.
Good
evening, Joy.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good.
We're doing great.
How are you doing?
Cool, I'm doing wonderful.
What's going on tonight?
Well, I have a few plants that I am saving for seed. A couple of spinach that volunteered from last year, some arugula, and lettuce. And I'm wondering, when it starts seeding out, how long do you water it? Do you let it go dry? How do you know when to do that?
The spinach and the arugula, you're going to water a little bit longer. Lettuce produces better on the dry side.
But you don't want to let it die either.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just one of those things that you're just going to have to figure out.
Yeah.
So, once the seed pods form, is when I should start not watering it as much?
The lettuce, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, the lettuce, definitely. And the lettuce isn't, you won't see seed off of that till September, just so you know.
Oh, so that's good.
And the spinach?
It's flowering right now.
It's flowering now. Wow, okay, so.
Wow.
Now, all right.
Stop watering the lettuce.
Yeah,
sure.
You just water maybe once every 2 weeks. And don't overhead water, because that stalk, if it gets water on it, and then you get a breeze, it blows it right off.
It'll break right off.
It snaps right off.
Well, some of this is in a greenhouse, plastic greenhouse.
Okay, well.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Then you have perfect control.
And then the spinach, the only problem with that is it's either a female plant or it's a male plant. Or maybe
I have one of each.
Okay, you can tell because the female will have the baby, the little seeds, the immature
seeds. Right.
And
so I don't want to keep that one, right?
Well, after it's pollinated, it's wind pollinated, the pollen falls in there, so you're going to have to shake them to get the male, especially the male plant, so the pollen goes on to the female plant.
Oh, okay.
Since it's in a greenhouse, there's no wind. You're going to have to shake it.
Right.
The spinach is outside.
Oh, the spinach is outside.
Oh, good.
Good.
Perfect.
Good.
Okay.
Well, yeah, and then the other thing you have to remember, too, is you have to let those pods mature.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to take the pods if the seeds aren't mature. So you want to see that your pods are drying out.
And so they need to be, like, brown and dry.
Yeah. And what I do when I start seeing those pods, especially like I have kale, not arugula, and I'll start seeing those breaking open. It's called shattering. Uh-huh. I'll put a sheet and I'll cut the plants and lay it right under the sheet. Those are real small, you know, or any type of cloth where the seeds can be, or good paper bags, no plastic bags.
Right, don't use plastic ever, but that's what I do because I don't have the volume that Lance has.
A paper bag's just fine.
Right, so you you just get a paper bag and you cut the plants and you put the plant upside down in the bag. Then it's great. Then you can forget about it for years. I just found some chicory seeds from 3 years ago, and I'm so excited because I had this fabulous idea to plant chicory where my garlic is now, because I heard something about chicory being so phenomenally good for you for something. I can't remember.
Oh, I didn't
what.
Know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that brings up another question about the garlic.
Uh-huh.
So I think it was a week ago or was it 2 weeks ago, Lance, that you said you have stopped watering your garlic.
I did, yes.
And so when are you going to pull it out of the ground?
Soon.
Yeah, that's a good discussion.
It's on our list, but good you brought it
up.
Yeah,
we were just talking about it.
And I have varieties that need to come out by this weekend, and then for sure the next weekend after.
Okay, but do you pull on a root day?
No, I'm not doing biodynamic, but if you got the calendar, the root days, go for it.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
So that would be next Sunday for me.
Okay.
For a biodynamic day.
And that's probably what I'm going to be doing is Sunday. So.
Yeah, that's probably good timing.
Because right now, it is so dry.
Yeah.
After I stopped watering, it is super, super dry, and I'm hoping.
Do you have a good spading fork, or are you going to use a shovel?
I don't know. Probably a spade.
Okay. Yeah, most people have good spades. Just stay 3-4 inches away when you stick it in the ground.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Okay.
We were talking about that. My garlic is all yellowing and stuff. I don't know what it's doing, but I'm watering it now. Because I'm watering another part of the garden and I can't avoid it, so I'm just letting it water. And then I'll worry about keeping the water off. But I think in another week, I'm going to dig it up and see what's going on. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little early, though, right?
Yeah, it is early.
It's like usually the middle of July.
Yeah.
It's usually a couple of weeks from now.
Yeah, last year was right now also.
Every year is different.
Yeah. And,
it seems like it keeps getting earlier and earlier.
Well, especially this year with the amount of moisture that was in the ground early in the spring, I think that's what
I think
that's what blew everything right into hypergrow because there was just so much water available. Everything was so happy.
So, anyways, I was mentioned the last time that I've always mentioned counting the bottom four leaves.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to hear that people are counting actually the top six. And you want those still green, those six. And those are the actual...
Oh, it's getting really close. I mean,
go either way. And I've seen that it's about averaging out. If you got six above, you have three or four below that are dried out. And those top six correspond to the wrapper leaves around the bulb.
Okay. And so now that it's had this time to dry, I still need to, lay it out.
Dry it out more.
Yeah.
And not in direct sunlight, in a shade someplace. I was at some friends the other day, and they actually had it in their living room on screens with the cool fan going. So for a slow dry.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you don't really want them to get too hot.
No. I have an old rabbit hutch that's in the chicken yard. And there's a lot of straw or old straw and stuff in it, and I lay them right in there, and it's very shady and very cool.
Yeah.
And then I turn them, because
I'm
cozy and
I hang mine.
You're neurotic.
Yeah. He's not neurotic. I am. So I'm in there turning mine,
I'm
and
anal.
Lance is hanging his.
He's neurotic.
Okay, well, that sounds really great. I really appreciate your advice and consulting.
Thank you, Jane. That's a great discussion.
Good,
Jane.
I hope it works out good for you.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.
I mean, that's really the thing, right? It's just, your garden is who you are. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you didn't turn them, you'd get a soft side.
Yes, I know.
So if they all stay onions,
right.
You'd get a soft side on it. So you turn them.
While you're drying.
While you're drying. So they have an even dry.
So they dry evenly. I mean.
I have room to hang them, so I hang them.
Sure.
And they're in the garden room, and they're out of the sun, and it's relatively
cool. And that looks beautiful.
Yeah.
I love garlic hanging.
Oh, I do too. I love anything. I love the mess. But then I have, but it's not because I'm neurotic. It's not a mess, right? But I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you total the place, right? Yeah. Looks like a bomb went off because you're doing whatever you're doing, and then you put it all back together, nice and neat, and then I'm all happy.
So
sick. I know. Jill just gave me this look like, God, what is she talking about?
So, excuse me. When I take all that garlic out, there'll be 9 rows, 60 feet long, and I'll replant that immediately with pintos.
Wow. Chicory. 9 rows, 60 feet long.
Yeah.
Total.
See, that's...
Total, 60 feet total.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that 9, that's what... 540 feet.
No, he has not total. 9
that
rows,
was my question.
9 times 60.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow,
that's a lot
of garlic. Yeah. A lot of ice cream, a lot of garlic.
A lot of pinto beans.
A lot of everything.
A lot of cherries happening up here.
Oh
for
my
cherry
God.
Days
that's
and beautiful peyote.
You want to talk about what you can still plant?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm. So, does some things that
okay,
you
can, July 2nd, what can you still
put
well, in the
obviously, you do your plantings of greens, your spinach and cilantro or mustard or arugula, all that kind of
parsley,
stuff.
Parsley, I got to do
I
my
love part. It.
And my marjoram because I don't want it to bloom too quick.
Uh-huh.
So that's going in, the parsley's going in, the arugula's going in.
You always have just a slight off timing, kind of a syncopation to your timing and planning. But I like it because it still works, but it's interesting
how
you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but bush beans.
Okay, bush beans can still go in.
Oh, yeah, summer squash, you can do cucumbers. You probably get a 65 to 75 day sweet corn.
Okay, sweet corn can still go in.
Yeah. Yeah. And then mid July is kohlrabi, Pinocchio. And late July is the round black Spanish radish.
Right.
Okay. That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
It still happens. That,
and that's just my list. Who knows?
Sure.
You know,
yeah. What other people are
Let's
doing.
Let's see. July.
Yeah, if you're wondering, call us. I mean, July maybe not now because we're almost over, but.
Is for fall turnips. Right now is for, I think, for Napa cabbage.
Okay.
Chinese is right around now, and you direct seed it. You don't put plants in.
See, and I have a special little spot in my garden that I'm holding until it's going to be the lettuce for Allie's wedding.
Oh,
so it's
nice.
Going to go in next week, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how nice.
And
it
the timing should be just about right.
There's nothing finer than eating local food, sourced ice cream. Everything is so abundant here right now. And it's great to share with your friends and neighbors.
Yep. Oh, it's just the best.
Mid to late July, snap peas. And then late July, first week of August, snow peas.
Right. And, you know, and
that's a fall crop, yeah.
Wow.
And they'll actually do better because you have a long fall going into cool weather.
Yeah.
Right
cooler
now,
weather. Mm-hmm.
It's so hot,
hot
that, you know,
right.
I'll get one more good picking and then I'm done.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it depends too. You know, if you've got a garden that's in full sun, you're on a whole different, like Lance does, you're on a whole different schedule than what I've got.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
You know, there's no way I can pull that off because the shadows, the trees, everything, mm-hmm. the sun dips and I'm done.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Which isn't so bad that I'm done.
I got a few trees outside the garden that if I took those out, I'd get 2 more hours of sunlight, east or west.
Yeah.
But they're like 300-400-year-old junipers. They're
going to
stay
too.
Right where they're at.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
I'm not going to touch them.
Yeah. Right. The same with me. Big Mama throws a lot of shade. The maples.
This is in spring or fall. Yeah. Spring or fall is where the problem is.
But you can't.
No.
I can't take them out.
No.
And then on the east side, Dave's crooked willow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no way it's staying.
Too
you
beautiful.
Know. Yeah.
Oh, why don't you mention about the painted lady larva?
The painted lady larva ate the thistles to the ground.
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody that's moaning about the painted lady caterpillars on your fruits and vegetables, get over it.
Right.
Collect them all and take them to somebody's thistle patch.
Yeah. They love it.
They love it. Yeah.
Thank you, painted ladies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, and thank you, Lance and Lulu and Joy and our local boy here from Peonia for listening and calling in, and everybody else out there in Radio Land. It's been As the Worm Turns. It's Stivarita coming up with One Woman's
Davinia.
Perspective. Stivinia. Coming up with One Woman's Perspective next, and we'll be back next Tuesday at 6:30. Thanks for listening to As the Worm Turns on KVNF.
All right, have a good evening.
Good night, everybody.
Slow and faster. I don't know who you took a shine to or who you're out to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so. Low, little low and low.